Saga. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. A federal judge in Florida has given the Department of Justice a Thursday deadline to provide a redacted copy of the affidavit that led to the FBI search of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. Fox's Mark Meredith reports.
This week, we are expecting multiple new developments in the ongoing investigation into how classified documents were recovered from the former president's estate. And Trump's legal team is telling us that they're getting ready to fight back. His legal team expected to file a motion, possibly by tomorrow, detailing what they believe was a violation of Trump's Fourth Amendment rights. They're also expected to ask for a third party to review some of the classified materials, which was seized by the FBI earlier this month. We don't know yet how the Justice Department may respond.
The former president is considering whether to release surveillance footage of the FBI's raid of his home. Republican Representative Liz Cheney of Wyoming blaming former President Trump for her primary election loss to Harriet Hageman. Cheney is the vice chair of the House Select Committee that's investigating the January 6th attacks on the Capitol. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson has more.
2 years ago, Liz Cheney won her primary with 73% of the vote. Last week, she could only manage 29%, and that included Democrats who switched their party registration to vote for her. Today, she took aim at Donald Trump in her interview with ABC.
We really have got to decide whether or not we're going to be a party based on substance and policy or whether we're going to remain.
Trump-backed candidates have won 95% of their primary elections. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell isn't celebrating. He thinks the Republicans have a better chance of retaking the House than the Senate.
A federal appeals court ordering a temporary hold on Senator Lindsey Graham's testimony in Georgia election probe. The Republican senator was subpoenaed to appear before the special grand jury on Tuesday. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
A recount of votes for a Kansas ballot question on abortion causing little change in the results. Fox's Jessica Stone reports.
A hand recount from 8 of 9 Kansas counties confirms that voters soundly rejected a proposal to remove protections for abortion rights from the state constitution. If approved, the changes would have provided an opportunity for further restrictions or a ban on abortion. The 9 counties were required to conduct the hand recount at the request of 2 anti-abortion activists who questioned election procedures. One county did not meet Saturday's 5 p.m. deadline. In all, fewer than 35 votes were altered due to human error.
A possible worker strike at the end of the month could impact Philadelphia schools. WTXF Fox Philadelphia's Marcus Espinoza has more.
The local union representing workers in the Philadelphia school district, such as bus drivers, custodians, and others, voting yes on a potential strike if they can't come to an agreement with the school district by August 31st. The message is clear from SEIU 32BJ Workers Union. We will strike if we don't get what we want and demand from the School District of Philadelphia.
Bullet Train giving up its reign at the weekend box office.
Dragon Ball Super Superhero topping the charts in its first weekend in theaters with over 20 million in ticket sales.
Who are you? An old-fashioned superhero.
The animated film attracting a mostly young male audience. An adventure release starring Idris Elba settles for a second-place debut, Beast, selling $11.6 million worth of tickets. And after 2 weeks at number one, Sony's Bullet Train chugs into third place with $8 million in ticket sales.
That's Fox's Kathleen Maloney. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.